it also needs to be looked at in the context of dwindling economic growth in the country, obviously, that has also a bearing on the policies that government is actually able to raise. So the figure itself is very, very low, obviously, when you look at the time period over which this money has been collected. But as I said, you need to look at it from that perspective of a declining economic growth in the country.
How significant is the money collected from these toll gates to the economy?
Very, very insignificant, especially when you consider what needs to be done in terms of rehabilitation, even construction of new roads within the country. I think how much the country needs to rehabilitate its road network, I think it's far much, much, much bigger than what we are actually raising through this topic.
From your own assessment, do you think that there is enough safeguards that are making sure that the money is used appropriately and is accounted for?
I think that has been the problem, really. But there's been a general decay in terms of the institutional fabric in the country, especially with respect to how our parastatals and state-owned enterprises are actually managed. I think many people have seen these as probably vehicles for the extraction of rents by political elites. So there's been a lot of political interferences, and I think that has also affected a good corporate governance within some of these institutions. So I think there's been obviously a lot of political interferences in the way parastatals are managed. And I think these are the challenges that probably we need to deal with. How do we strengthen these institutions in order to improve corporate governance, in order to improve transparency, in order to improve accountability, and also, obviously, in order to improve service delivery? So I don't think there has been those kind of institutional safeguards to ensure that every cent collected goes where it's supposed to go.
But then if the revenue from toll gates is that insignificant, and also looking at other sectors of the economy which are not performing well, where then is the government getting its revenue from?
Well, government, I think the only major source, I would say almost 100% of the revenues are coming from the taxes. There hasn't been FDI is actually that is declined between 2014 and 2015. Even those internal revenues, they're also declining. When you look at the ZIMRA report for quarter 2 and quarter 1, they actually show a declining trend in terms of domestic reserves.